And I speak to you in God's holy name, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. This gospel that I've just read is very powerful, and it speaks to us in this current age, and it speaks to us in this time of looking at quantum spirituality, this series that I've been following through since August. For we have received a faith, but there's something new going on. We have more knowledge, and this knowledge has to be incorporated into how we follow Jesus and how we proclaim our faith and how we proclaim it to generations who are coming around us who have this knowledge of reality and wonder about our proclamation of faith in God. But more and more people who are both scientifically grounded but also spiritually grounded are bringing the two thoughts together, recognizing that science and religion are not at odds, but are really companions together. And that's the purpose of this series, is to help us really understand that. And part of this is that how the cornerstone of our creation is through what we're now discovering in quantum physics. That all these subatomic particles have always been there. They have been the standard upon which the world has been founded. We are all energy, and we're now starting to understand how we are energy and how we are connected to each other and to all things in this same energy. And a lot of people think that what I'm about and what others are about are sort of out there in woo-woo land. But really, we're proclaiming the idea that God is real, God is present and alive for us and alive for all people around the planet and across the universe. And so that's why I continue to share this on this Sunday. We're trying to explore the quantum world. It's devoted to helping us understand that the world and the universe are really alike. It gives us a close-up view of God's handiwork. Spirituality is designed to help us all access the truth confidently and emotionally so as to live together with the rest of creation in a respectful and restorative way based in love, peace, and understanding. Sadly, our own collective as a world response to climate change indicates that we're not really listening to the truth of God's handiwork and the call of the prophets saying, change our ways now. Change our ways now, or we're destroying what God has given us. So how do we as progressives seek to understand God today? And a person that's really helped me a great deal, and I've been reading this guy for years. I mean, everybody thinks I read John Spong, which is true. But I also read John Polkinghorne, and I brought his book, and I'll share it with people here, and I'll send the link out to everybody at home. And he's written a book called Quirks, Chaos, and Christianity, 2005, Crossroad Press. And it's quite accessible. You don't have to become a nuclear physicist or any great mathematician to understand about what he's saying. John Polkinghorne was for many years, and still is, a quantum physicist. In fact, he may have been, I have to check this out with Rick Warda, but he may have been a classmate of Rick's at Cambridge. They're about the same time frame, but maybe I'm wrong. He studied in this whole area for over 20 years, and as he studied, the more he studied, the more he realized that there is a creative, loving force in the midst of the chaos of quantum world. And he came to grow in his own faith and understanding so that he stopped being a quantum physicist, gave up his chair, he was teaching at Cambridge, gave up his chair and went and got a degree in theology. So he's a doctor of physics and a doctor of theology. Quite a feat. And now he's written, over the years, I started reading him probably 20 years ago, but he's been writing books about spirituality and quantum physics. And they're all worthwhile reading, but this one from 2005 is the most accessible, easy to read and have some comprehension. And Dr. Polkinghorne gives us some ideas. He has 11 insights. And his 11 insights, number one is that quantum physics brings us an understanding that prior to the Big Bang, the entire cosmos was about the size of a mustard seed. Where did we hear about the mustard seed before? Jesus talked about the mustard seed. And then God the Creator decided that the moment must happen, and in a nanosecond, energy exploded, and it moved in seconds, not just minutes and hours and days, but in seconds, as energy vibrated and the cosmos began to unfold from that mustard seed. Creating evolution began in minutes, moving to days and years, and is still unfolding now. The universe, the cosmos, is getting bigger and bigger and bigger as we talk. And new stars, new planets are being born even today. In these early seconds, hydrogen, this is from the Big Bang, hydrogen and helium formed, followed by the formation of oxygen. It all happened rapidly, but it all came through vibrating energy. And the energy vibrated, making matter. In years, stars were born, planets occurred. Stars imploded, making carbon. And the imploded carbon floated through the atmosphere, and some of it landed here on Earth. And the carbon that we have here today comes from an imploded star. So we're actually stardust. 13.7 billion years later, we have evolved and live in an ever-unfolding and expanding universe, which continues to evolve and create. God the Creator is amid this evolving vibration. It's important to think of it's a vibrating like a guitar string, you know, the vibration. The energy that produces us and produces everything we see gradually, you know, forms up, but it starts as a vibrating energy, and God is in the midst of this vibration. We Christians have traditionally known God is alive in this work. We experience the vibration of God in and around us. I mean, we see it, we know it, we see the shimmer of light in the sun. We sometimes, if you heat oil, you see the shimmer of oil on the frying pan. All of that's a vibration, which is an echo of the vibration of energy that created us and created everything. Quantum physicists have seen intelligence. This is what Dr. John had seen in the evolutionary activity. It's beyond a random and mechanical activity. Science yields meaning to metaphysics. So it's not just hard science. The scientists have said, wow, there's something going on here that we don't understand. And this is how Dr. John moved towards a deep faith in God and a seeing a sacred mystery. This quantum mystery is the presence of the Holy Creator joining in the vibration of life with love. Number eight of his insights is we observe in both macro and micro the manner that God, the Creator, is alive in us and the cosmos, including us, is alive in the Creator. We're all connected, all people, all creation. The trees, the animals, the fish, everything, we're all connected. In fact, if you want to look at DNA, we share a DNA to some degree with all animals. Today is Pet Blessing Sunday. 60% of the dog that's sitting there at Ginny's feet, and Ginny shares 60% of the DNA together. It's kind of shocking, but it's true. And even the trees, we share some DNA of ourselves are in the trees. We are all connected within the matrix of God's creation. Understanding spirituality, the why of God, in a pantheistic manner, which means that God is in us and we are in God, helps access the truth of God's presence in us and in all creation in a way that's real, restorative, and respectful. God is loving and caring, as demonstrated in the actual evolutionary intelligent action. It's more than random. They used to think it was just random. The more they look at it, the more they realize there is an intelligence going on in this. One of the things you've got to wonder about, this is coming out of Africa. You know that for many years, elephants were being born with tusks because people were wanting the ivory. They were slaughtering the animal and taking the tusk. Today, there are more and more and more elephants being born without tusks. And those elephants will live because nobody's going to shoot them. Why is that? There's movement in the creation. There is a creating God always happening. Understanding God creator is congruent with a hard knowledge of quantum science, and it answers the how of the evolving cosmos. We as theologians, as people of faith, we work at the why, but the how comes from science. And number 11, and this to me is so exciting, I stayed awake almost a day and a half when I sort of stumbled into this. Prayer is a vibration from us individually and collectively toward a defined end which impacts our loving Creator. The idea that when we pray, as an individual praying for one person, we set out a vibration. Just as in quantum physics, they talk about the butterfly's wing creating a storm on the other side of the planet. It's that because of that vibration. That's what they're trying to say. Well, our prayer is an intentional vibration to creating God, the God that's in us and around us, about a certain circumstance. And when we join together and pray as a community, this idea of prayer that we're all sharing in together for a defined end is a vibration that goes to God and God vibrates back. So all our prayers yesterday, asking for the Holy Spirit to lead in the individuals in their choice and being led themselves in choice as they voted for somebody to be our bishop, it was a joint mutual decision in prayer that's congruent with our understandings from quantum science that John is chosen, that there's no doubt about that. And that to me is quite interesting, because over the years as a priest, and I'm sort of taking off my robes here because, you know, I'm near retirement, I don't have to carry any masks. You wonder when you go into a place and you pray for a situation, you say some days when just everything goes crashing down, did my prayer ever get heard? Do I matter? Did my prayer matter? Now I know that my prayer is like the vibration of a butterfly's wing. And as we know from quantum science, the butterfly's wing affects a storm on the other side of the planet. Our prayers are like the butterfly's wing, and we are definitely communicating and resonant with God and God with us. And the decision and the outcome that happens may not be the one we think we want, but the very act of praying is an act of resonance with God. So the next time you wonder about your prayer, think about it and say, you know, my prayer is real. It's not just a matter of faith. Not a matter of just receiving historic truth. But I also know that with quantum physics, it fits with the reality that we know from quantum science. That my prayer is real. And so all those studies that you and I have read over the years about how prayer makes a difference, that's part of the understanding of why it makes a difference. That's the connection. Brings it to reality. So the next time somebody who is not a person of faith says to you, why do you bother to pray? You can have a discussion with them and say, well, in quantum science, we know that a vibration somewhere has an effect somewhere else because it's part of the vibration of the creation. And my prayer is part of that vibration of the creation with and to the Creator. I'm at one with the Creator when I intentionally pray, and I invite you to intentionally pray with me. I think that's an important realization. We're going to be moving away from a lot of talk now about quantum science, but in our journey together, we're going to now move towards how we understand various aspects of our faith as Christians within the reality of the quantum discoveries. I pray that God may bless us as we journey forward. Amen.